You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, November 29th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today are two special guests. I have Ann Graham and Jackie Lindsay from the Community Christmas Food Gift Card Program. And ladies, how are you doing today?
Good.
So, what is this program?
All right. Well, the Community Christmas Food Gift Card Program in the past has been the Food Basket Program, but we've gone to gift cards now, so there's a change in our name. It's open to community members living in the school district area, families that feel a need for a gift card throughout the Christmas season. And we have a committee, and we accept donations from businesses and individuals. We're accepting those donations right now. Last year we had donations of about $14,000. And with that, we gave out 268 gift cards to families throughout the area from Hugo's.
That's really impressive that all those donations that come through. How did this program start?
Well, it started as the food basket back in the late 70s or early 80s. And everything was donated, all the food and groceries, they were donated. Sixth graders at Highland always went grocery shopping. Oh, and Cathedral and Our Savior's also. And they'd go shopping at either Hugo's or Walmart or wherever, and bring all the groceries they got to the armory, and that's where things were assembled. Early when we were doing this, it started at Trinity Lutheran Church, and they were at various places, but for the most part it's been at the armory, which had so much space. So, and then we community members and would come and fill up those baskets, those boxes of food, and they'd get a card as they came in and would give the amount of people that were in the family and ages of children, because there was always books or mittens that went in those baskets as well. And then when COVID hit, I think there was a year that it was, you know, just kind of chaotic and we didn't even have it, I don't think. And then the next year we decided we had to have something, and so we went to gift cards. And that has really been appreciated, I think, by a lot of people, because, you know, of all the allergies that people have, and gluten-free, and, you know, so they can go and now purchase whatever they need for their families. So, but it's been well received, so I think it was a good thing, probably.
Yeah, it sounds really nice that you've been able to transition into the gift cards, you know, since that you weren't able to be in person for a year. And has that transition gone over very well? It seems like it.
Yes, I think it has gone over very well. Although we do miss the aspect of that wonderful Friday evening when hundreds of community people would come out to fill the boxes, and then the sports teams Saturday morning to deliver the boxes. And so it was a wonderful community event, but it still is a wonderful community event, just in a different way right now.
Yeah, and so these Hugo's gift cards, how can people get one of them?
Well, we have a phone number that you can call. The phone number is 218-289-9644. And we have that phone in service from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. It started Monday, and it goes through Friday, December 8th, where we will be taking names. And if you call and no one answers, you can leave your name and number, and you'll receive a phone call back. Otherwise, when you call, we'll ask you for your name and your address and how many people are in your family.
All right, so that is a way how you can get involved. And you also said that there were donations too, and how can people donate?
Yes, we are very much appreciative and needing donations now. they can be sent to Trinity Lutheran Church or given to a committee member. I don't have the box number.
Yeah, I think it's 598.
Okay.
I think.
And so like I said, for how much our gift cards are depend on how much donations we get, what our total of donations are. So on the 8th, we'll have all the numbers of our families, see what our donations are, and then we'll divvy up how that comes out. So we'd like all the donations in by December 8th. And then we go to Hugo's, and they spend a lot of time getting those gift cards ready. And then we'll meet the next week and mail them out before Christmas.
So the gift cards will be mailed out sometime before Christmas, a little bit after that December 8th deadline. And if people want to donate, do they still call that same phone number too, or can they call the phone number?
Well, I guess they could call the phone number, yes. Otherwise, they can send it to Trinity Lutheran Church with a kind of a highlight saying food gift card program, so that when it arrives at Trinity.
And strictly monetary donations, is that what you guys are looking
right.
at?
Right, yes, monetary donations, and yep.
And the amount that they get, their gift card is, kind of depends on the family size as well. You know, like a one or two person family, probably gift card will be less than somebody that has, you know, a six family, but they will all get something. So, and it, like Ann said, depending on how the donations come in, so.
And who can qualify for one of these gift cards?
Well, I think if you just feel like you could really use a gift card, and then we just would love to have you come in and be honest about it and call. And we're just thrilled that we can offer you a bit of Christmas joy throughout this season.
How important is it to hold an event like this?
Well, especially in today's economy, we all know going to the grocery store is just crazy. And so over the years, I think it's become one of the highlights for me of Christmas is taking the phone messages, answering the phones some of the time throughout this period, and having the time to visit with people and know how appreciated it is and how needed a gift card is. And it's just wonderful to be able to help other people, because that's what we're really called to do.
And it's nice that you guys have been able to evolve, even though, you know, it used to be a different looking event. It's now turned into the gift card deal, and it's still a really generous event that is put on.
Right. As there are many wonderful events in town that help and serve others, and it's a wonderful way to give and to help out other people.
And we were talking before, and just hearing a little bit of you guys talking on air about what the event used to be and how many people would get involved. Are you guys looking at maybe hopefully getting back to some sort of in-person experience again sometime in the future?
You know, I think we'll just do year by year.
Yeah, that's it's hard to tell what, but you know, the world has changed, and you have to be sensitive to what people need and want, and so there's lots of reasons people couldn't use some of the stuff in their boxes, and we certainly don't want things to go to waste either, so we just trust they're going to the store and buying good food for themselves.
And
you asked about monetary donations. There have been some other donations, like Hugo's does just a lot of donating their time and to make the gift cards, and like Bradner's printed up some registration cards for us. And we've gotten a grant and for a little bit,
and the telephone
AT&T donated the charge to get back on. And so there are little ways like that, too, that really, really help out.
Yeah, so there's other ways that people have donated. It's not just the monetary donations.
Right.
It's the time, the effort, and the thought and the care that goes into making another one of these Crookston community events run so smooth.
Right, yeah.
Who else is on the committee that helps make this run so well?
Well, it's Jerry and Jackie Lindsay, and they've been on the committee for several years, from the start on and off. Jim and Kathy Burkowski, Scott and Julie Clevin, Jean Tate, Shalimar Henderson, and myself, Ann Graham. That's this year's committee. People kind of come and go, but mostly people stay on for quite a while. This year, we are without Greg and Marlene LeBlanc and Terry and Ray Dusek, and they both gave many, many years and much time and effort to this.
Are there ways that people could join the committee if they were interested in being involved?
Sure. Just contact any committee member, and happy to have more people come on board.
Is this the only event that you guys do throughout the year, or are you guys involved in any other events?
No, this is...
Well, as a committee, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all involved in a few other things. but for our committee, this is our committee for this.
And so, you know, like we have to, after we get all the donations, then we have a day of, stuffing those cards into envelopes that are... addressed and whatever, and then afterwards it's thank you cards to the donors and things like that. So we have a little work to do yet, but we have a good committee.
Yeah, it really sounds like an excellent committee. And we're here with Jackie Lindsay and Ann Graham talking about the Community Christmas Gift Card Program. Once again, let's just go over what this program is.
All right. We are seeking donations, first of all, and then those donations will go towards gift cards. And to receive a gift card, you can call 218-289-9644 between the hours of 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. now through December 8th and request a gift card.
And people can get involved in donating as well if they'd like to donate too.
Yes, and you can send those checks to, any donation is so appreciated, and send them to Trinity Lutheran Church.
And then is there any other information about this program that you'd like to let the people know about?
It really involves a lot of, it serves a lot of people. 268 families, but might be 800 people in that. And so it's a wonderful cause and a wonderful way to spread some Christmas cheer.
And to make someone or a whole family's Christmas.
Right.
You know, donating.
Yes.
It goes a long way. So it's another one of these great community programs that are put on by the people of Crookston.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
And anybody can call in. Everything is confidential, and so, you know, anybody that feels like they need one or wish to have one, just contact us.
Well, Jackie and Ann, thank you very much for coming in today and speaking about this program. Again, the phone number 218-289-9644, and you can call now until December 8th to register for a gift card, and only one gift card per family and address will be given out, and they will be mailed out before Christmas. And looking forward to hearing about how this event goes. It's another one of these events that's been a staple of the Crookston community. And Jackie and Ann, thank you very much for joining us today on our Valley Talk program.
Thanks for having us, Tyler.
So that was Jackie Lindsay and Ann Graham on today's Valley Talk program.